This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. India and European Union exchanged the historic free trade agreement, FTA. The deal was concluded following India-EU summit talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi, President of the European Council Antonio Costa, and President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen in New Delhi yesterday. The trade pact, which has been described by both the sides as the mother of all trade deals, will open up the European markets for Indian labour-intensive goods comprising textiles and footwear. At the same time, it will make imported European items cheaper in India by reducing duties, including luxury cars, wine and medicines. Besides, the India and the European Union also exchanged several agreements in the fields of security, defence partnership, mobility, disaster risk management and green hydrogen. Addressing a joint press conference with two European leaders after the talks, the Prime Minister said inking of the biggest free trade deal between India and 27-nation European Union will deepen economic ties, create jobs, bolster global supply chains and strengthen the partnership between the two sides for a prosperous future.
आज भारत ने अपने इतिहास का अब तक का सबसे बड़ा फ्री ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट संपन्न किया है हमारे किसानों हमारे छोटे उद्योगों इसकी यूरोपियन मार्केट तक पहुंच आसान बनाएगा मैन्युफैक्चरिंग में नए अवसर पैदा करेगा और हमारे सर्विसेज सेक्टर के बीच सहयोग को और प्रबल करेगा.
In his statement, President of the European Council Antonio Costa said that the summit has sent a clear message to the world that India and EU stand together as strategic and reliable partners at the time when global world is being reshaped. The German Jewellery Export Promotion Council has welcomed the elimination of import duties on Indian gem and jewellery products under the India-EU Free Trade Agreement. With the removal of the current 2-4% duties on precious jewellery, the deal is likely to unleash huge export potential with the 27-member EU bloc. Ministry of Textiles has said that the India-EU Free Trade Agreement is a transformational trade deal for the country's textile and apparel sector. The ministry said European Union is India's second-largest export destination for textiles and apparel. Ready-made garments form the largest component of exports to the EU, followed by cotton textiles, man-made fibre, handicrafts and carpets. The budget session of Parliament will begin today. The session will begin with the address of the President Draupadi Murmu to the members of both the Houses of Parliament, Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha today. The economic survey will be tabled on Thursday and the budget will be presented on Sunday, 1st February. The first phase of the budget session will be held from today till 13th of February. The second phase will take place from 9th March to 2nd April. There will be 30 sittings during the session. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the annual NCC PM rally today at the Karyappa Parade Ground in New Delhi. The theme of this year's rally is Rashtra Pratham Kartavya Nishtha Yuva. In a statement, the Prime Minister's office said that this rally reflects the spirit of duty, discipline and national commitment among India's youth. The NCCPM rally will mark the grand culmination of the month-long NCC Republic Day Camp 2026. Ministry of Panchayati Raj, Ministry of Education and Ministry of Tribal Affairs are jointly organising a national award ceremony to felicitate the winners of the Model Youth Gram Sabha in New Delhi today. Minister of State for Panchayati Raj, Professor S.P. Singh Baghel and Minister of State for Education, Dr. Sukanta Majumdar will grace the occasion. International Data Privacy Day will be observed today. The day aims to raise awareness about the importance of protecting personal data and privacy in the digital age. Also known as Data Protection Day, it was designated in 2006 by the Council of Europe to commemorate the signing of Convention 108, the world's first legally binding international treaty on data protection. Data privacy is a foundational pillar of responsible digital governance. It protects and safeguards citizens' personal information across large-scale digital public platforms. And that is the end of this news bulletin.